I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities, NPR. Snakes, turtles, toads, and frogs in Loiza County may not notice, but the Iowa DNR is their new landlord. This month, the Natural Resources Commission decided to buy 135 acres 2 miles north of Columbus Junction. Andy Robbins is a wildlife management biologist at Lake Odessa. He says the bottom land is adjacent to the Cedar River.
It had previously been farmed, but like I said, the landowner enrolled that in the Wetland Reserve Program. So native grasses are reestablished out there. And we're also looking, there's a significant wetland restoration we're going to try to do out there as well.
The land will become part of the only amphibian and reptile conservation area in the United States. Known as the ARCA, it runs from Cedar County to Lee County. And Robbins says it's unique because unlike most of Iowa, it's never been drained. And 55 of 72 of the amphibian and reptile species in the state are located in the ARCA.
So I'd say Muscatine, Loiza County, we have two species of water snakes, the copper belly and the diamondback, that aren't found anywhere else in Iowa. So, you know, it's definitely important that we make sure we're doing the preservation work here so we don't end up extirpating those species. And numerous frogs and turtles, you know, little pockets around the state, they can be found, but the bulk of their populations are also located down here in the river valleys in the ARCA.
The wildlife biologist says hunters and other sportsmen help pay for wetland and habitat restoration in the state, and one of the DNR's main goals is to give them more places to hunt. I'm Michelle O'Neill.